Damn Yankees, a new book edited by Rob Flader, is subtitled 24 Major League Writers on the World's Most Loved and Hated Team. That subtitle suggests that the book couldn't have been written about any other ball club, and perhaps that's true. Baseball fans love the Yankees, or they hate the Yankees, but they do not ignore the Yankees, or at least none of the writers included in this anthology did. Rob Flader joins me from NPR's New York Bureau. Rob, welcome to Only a Game.
Hi, Bill. Good to be here.
And sitting there beside Rob is Will Leach, whose essay, An Innocent Abroad, is included in the collection. Will, welcome back to the program.
Of course. Thanks for having me. It's an honor.
Rob, did you find it difficult to balance Yankee lovers with Yankee haters as you were putting this collection together?
Not in the least, no. I think everybody has a really strong opinion about the Yankees. In fact, it tends to polarize pretty much everybody in the world. So when I set out to tell both sides of the story to include the whole range of opinions, I had no trouble finding people at either extreme.
Will, your essay, An Innocent Abroad, ends with thousands of fans in Yankee Stadium cruelly chanting the name of an opposing player who had recently died of a heart attack. Why did you end it there?
I'm from the Midwest, so you know I grew up in the Midwest, and how Yankee Stadium kind of in a lot of ways represented in a way I would have never expected kind of my growing up experience. But then when I took my parents there, I'm like, guys, this is Yankee Stadium. This can be like our hometown, like our tiny hometown. I tried to make this analogy to them, and then they started chanting Daryl Kyle when they saw our Cardinals hats. So I wanted to kind of end on that kind of just so you know, if in case you think you're getting too nice or too cute in Yankee Stadium, they're not. They're still pretty mean sometimes.
Well, as you say, you're not a native New Yorker. When you were approached about contributing to this book, did a strong feeling about the Yankees immediately become apparent to you?
You know, it's funny. I was joking with Rob that I feel like I am the most Switzerland when it comes to the Yankees, because to me, you know, I grew up in Central Illinois. The Yankees in New York were basically China. To me, they were Mars. You know, they were an entire universe altogether. My experience with the Yankees has always been as this kind of outsider, and as this kind of like appreciating them as a cultural artifact, but not actually realizing that I live in the same physical universe as they do. So that, you know, it was strange. Like so for me to move here and then go to Yankee Stadium for the first time, it was like stepping into the church of someone that has a different denomination than you.
Rob, I want to talk a little about novelist Pete Dexter's essay, which is titled The Errors of Our Ways. He refers to George Steinbrenner as, quote, one of those men whose death leaves the world feeling like a safer place. He focuses on Chuck Knoblauch, in whose rise and fall Dexter finds both comedy and horror. Did you have any idea what you were going to get when you invited Pete Dexter to be involved in this project?
Well, all I knew, and anyone who's ever worked with Peter knows him or even read him, knows that you never have any idea what's coming. You know it's likely to be brilliant and very probably funny. But, you know, he got interested in Knoblauch because he got very sick, and a guy who was an incredibly prolific and diligent writer, wrote every day of his life, after he got recovered from this illness, couldn't write, found he couldn't do what he did every day of his life. And he called one day and said, you know, I've been thinking a lot about Chuck Knoblauch, who, of course, woke up one day and couldn't throw the ball from second to first. So that was the starting point. You know, I fell out of my chair laughing when I got the piece at first. It's just an unbelievable, brilliant, hilarious piece.
Rob, I'm also curious about whether you've heard from readers who have said there are either too many essays in the book by Yankee lovers or too many by Yankee haters, something along that line.
No, I haven't. I haven't heard from any readers. I heard from various friends and associates who are Red Sox fans saying, well, you know, nice try. You got a taste of it in there. I made a concerted effort to go right to the belly of the beast and ask several writers, distinguished writers from Boston, to contribute to the book, to be certain that we covered that, you know, that part of the spectrum. Yeah, Charlie Pierce, Lee Monfil, Bill James works for the Red Sox. I mean, he's probably the greatest baseball writer of our time, the most influential, certainly, but he works for the Red Sox. So I made a real effort to cover the spectrum and to go right to the heart of it, and I haven't heard any complaints from readers, you know, that we failed to air that side of the equation.
You know, it does strike me, based on the conversation that we've been having, but correct me if I'm wrong, can either of you imagine a book like this being written about any other team?
I would have to think the Red Sox would become the closest. You know, the way Red Sox fans are often about their team, it might be both too tragic and too terrifying. And too, like, I feel like this book, like the Yankees are easier to be funny about.
Mm. Right. Because Red Sox fans really like the suffering. I think the Cubs are interesting because I guess
nobody hates the Cubs, though. Well,
Cardinal fans hate the Cubs.
Right. They're obliged.
And
to
White
hate
Sox.
The Cubs,
and White Sox fans. Right.
No, White Sox fans don't hate the Cubs. They pretend the Cubs aren't there. They pretend it's a one
yes,
team city.
I think the Cubs return the favor.
That's exactly right. My experience as well.
I think you're right, Bill. Nobody in baseball is so polarizing. I mean, there are other teams that are interesting, and fans in various places have complicated and interesting feelings about them. In sports, maybe the closest thing is the Dallas Cowboys, who are loved and hated for some of the same reasons as the Yankees, I think, polarized the world. But but no, you're right. I don't think there's another baseball team that divides the world this cleanly.
Rob Flader is the editor of Damn Yankees, 24 Major League Writers on the World's Most Loved and Hated Team. The book is published by HarperCollins, and Rob Flader joined me from NPR's New York Bureau. Rob, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Bill.
And also joining me was Will Leach, whose essay appears in the book. Will, thank you for speaking with me.
Of course. Thank you very much as well.